You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. In this week's episode of the Food Freedom Life Podcast, I want to dive into a major hurdle I see coming up with my clients, as well as when I'm having conversations with people on social media when they reach out to me in my DMs. It's something that can really act as a barrier to taking meaningful steps forward in your food freedom journey, and it can stay there, that hurdle, for a really long time, if not for forever, unless you work on facing it, unpacking it, and understanding it. And that is the fear of weight gain and fear of body changes. And honestly, I'm shocked that I haven't done an episode on this yet, because this is such a big thing that I talk about in my sessions with my clients, in my group coaching, in my membership. It comes up all the time. No matter where you are on your food freedom journey, whether you've just started, maybe you haven't taken the plunge yet, but you're considering it, or maybe you've been on your food freedom journey for a while now, if you still have this fear of weight gain, it can hold you back from truly being free around food. But once you overcome that fear of weight gain, which doesn't necessarily mean experiencing actual weight gain, we're really talking about the fear of it, your whole food struggles will completely disappear. And for many who are on their food freedom journeys and they're working on becoming intuitive eaters, coming to terms with the reality that your weight is not 100% within your control and your body might change throughout your journey and throughout your life is hard. It's so hard because we've been taught that we can just diet and exercise our way into having a certain body. And we've also had this fat phobia drilled into our brains, so much so that it's become deeply internalized. And it's created this fear of weight gain and this fear of eating certain foods as a result, or eating certain amounts of food. It's also become so far from health, like it's become so separated from it, and it's turned into this fear of fatness that trickles into your relationship with food, your body image, and how you view yourself and your worth as a whole. I always say that you don't change the way you're eating for no reason. You do it because you've learned a negative relationship with your body and how you look. So today, I really want to get into this fear of weight gain and how to start overcoming it so you can move forward in your food freedom journey and move past this hurdle so you can feel more at peace with food and your body and ultimately take care of yourself and your health from a values-driven and balanced perspective. Before we get into it and dive into the episode, I wanted to remind you that the next cohort of Food Freedom University is starting on September 16th, and I still have a few spots open. If you are feeling alone in your challenges with eating and body image, if you really thrive hearing from others who are in the same space as you and want to form a community around empowering yourself to break free from the all or nothing patterns and just white knuckling your way through managing your eating and body image, if you want it to feel easy, Food Freedom University's small group coaching is for you. Again, we get started on September 16th, so perfect timing to finish off your summer right and have you feeling supported during the holidays in a better place with food and your body. Head over to brittanyallisonrd.com/group-coaching to learn more and book a free consult with me to see if it's a good fit and then sign up. Again, that's brittanyallisonrd.com/group-coaching. Getting into this fear of weight gain, first of all, I'll say it is completely understandable to struggle with weight gain or fears of weight gain in this culture. Because like I was saying, our culture has made us from day one fear weight gain. Especially if you grew up in a household where there was a lot of talk about weight and bodies and dieting, or health was kind of moralized as this superior thing that you need to be focusing on and working towards, or maybe if you were put on a diet from a really young age, or if one or both of your parents dieted on and off, there's this massive, I'm gonna say, indoctrination, honestly, into diet culture. And restricting yourself and depriving yourself of certain foods is so normalized. And the idea that eating certain foods is bad and it's immediately going to have this impact on your weight, this culture, diet culture, has made us fear weight gain. And really what I define diet culture as is this larger system of beliefs that puts thinness on this pedestal and equates thinness to health and moral goodness, and it promotes weight loss as a means of attaining higher status, whether moral status, health status, social status, or all of the above. It demonizes some foods while putting others, again, on this pedestal and places people who don't match the supposed picture of health and well-being on a lower rung. And so when you think about these different aspects of diet culture, you can start to see them everywhere. It's kind of scary, actually. And for a lot of my clients, this awareness, this realization is kind of overwhelming because diet culture was always there. We've always lived in it. But we're almost unaware of it until we take that critical lens and we start to step outside of it and be more objective of it. You really do start to see it everywhere. And so much of our media and just the way that we talk about food and bodies, the way that parents and teachers talk about food and bodies and doctors and other healthcare professionals, it's really understandable that you would have this belief that weight gain is bad and that losing weight is going to equate to higher standing and just being better in general, and that gaining weight is going to do the opposite. It's going to put you further away from the acceptance and the love and the success that you crave and deserve, that we all deserve. And so I just think that honoring that and having compassion for that is really the first step in overcoming this fear of weight gain. But really, weight gain and weight loss, your weight staying the same, those are just things that can happen to your body. They are all neutral. They are not good or bad. Again, they are just events that can happen to your body. And actually, when I teach intuitive eating in my group coaching program, even though there are only 10 principles of intuitive eating, I extend the course content that I teach beyond that because there's additional learning that I think is really key for the implementation of intuitive eating and finding food freedom. And one of those really key pieces is self-compassion, because I think that that's just so important to start to speak to yourself with compassion and to understand how common, how understandable it really is to have these struggles and these fears, and to not try to push those away or judge yourself for them, but instead to get curious about them and let them be there. And again, give yourself compassion for them, but to not let them take over either, right? And in order to not let this fear of weight gain dictate what you do or how you live your life, you have to start somewhere. And that's by kind of noticing it, you know, noticing where it's showing up in your behaviors. For example, if you're serving yourself less because you're afraid it might make you gain weight, or if you've been cutting out this particular food and telling yourself it's because it makes you feel better, but actually you realize there's this unconscious or maybe semi-conscious fear that that food is going to make you gain weight or that it's already made you gain weight. Or maybe it's getting curious about your binges or instances of emotional eating and just asking yourself if you're placing mental restrictions on yourself in certain foods. And is that why you're feeling so obsessed with them or feel like you can't control yourself around them when they're there? And so just having compassion for yourself for all those little ways and those sneaky ways that diet culture shows up in your relationship with food. It's a long process, and you know, it took me a long time to truly relearn intuitive eating. And I say relearn because we were all born intuitive eaters. You've heard me talk about that before, but I'll say it again because I think it's worth mentioning. We were all born with the ability to ask for food when we're hungry, to refuse food when we're full, to voice our needs and to advocate for ourselves. We were born with those skills. We just lost them along the way. And barriers were put up between us and those abilities to do those things. And so intuitive eating is not learning this whole new skill. It's relearning what we once were born with and also unlearning unhelpful behaviors and habits and beliefs and thought processes around food and bodies and ourselves. So I think knowing and recognizing the people that I work with who have been on a diet since they were kids, especially if they're in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Think about all the decades of conditioning that you have absorbed that you have to unlearn in order to get back to intuitive eating. It can be a long process and that can be kind of daunting and scary. But I think sometimes you can just sort of recognize like, okay, I really want to do this. I really want to break free from diet culture and disordered eating, and it's going to be difficult. There's going to be ups and downs along the way, and that's okay. So the question is, of course, though, how the hell do I overcome my fear of weight gain when it's the exact thing that got me into this mess with food in the first place? And the fear of fatness, which is fat phobia, is everywhere. Well, for me, having personally gone through this myself and coaching many clients through this fear of weight gain, I want to share with you some foundational principles that you can start to see that potential weight gain or actual weight gain isn't actually so fearful as your brand is making it out to be. So just hear me out on this one. If you were to consider that you woke up tomorrow and you were in a bigger body than you were currently and you gained weight, if you're anything like I used to be, it sounds like that would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to you, right? I used to believe that there was really nothing worse than gaining weight. And to give you some context as to how scared I was at the thought of gaining weight, when a friend or family member got sick and lost weight, I would literally wish that I could catch that sickness and be sick too, so that I could lose weight. Another example, when my friend got her tonsils out, she could only drink and she couldn't eat physical food for so many days. I also wished that I would need to have my tonsils out or anything that would stop me from eating and I wouldn't have a choice about it. Whenever I used to go to the gym, I would motivate myself with thoughts like, keep going, just pretend that if you stop doing this, like burpees or running, whatever it is, you'll instantly gain weight. I literally used to use that fear as motivation. And let me tell you, it kept me going. And it also kept me anxious and it kept me stressed. And in my mind, running for my life as far away from any weight gain as possible, it made me feel like I was safe. And maybe you can relate to that. Over the course of my life, I've had yo-yos in my weight. And however aggressively I restricted and lost weight was the same extent in which I binged and then I gained the weight back, plus a bit more, because your body is overcompensating. Our bodies are so smart. Even if we think it's the worst thing that it can do to us to gain a little bit of extra weight, just in case the owner of the body, AKA you, are gonna restrict again. Our bodies do that to survive. Our bodies just care about survival, right? If I was being super restrictive, I'd experience super binges. It's actually physics. And in the third law of physics, it says that when two objects interact, they apply forces to each other of equal magnitude and opposite direction. So to put this into context with your eating, if you are forcefully restricting, meaning if you're using your willpower and your quote unquote discipline to deny yourself what you truly want to eat, you will be met with the same amount of force going against your will to restrict from your biology. So just let that land and sink in for a second. It's physics. And the same thing goes for suppressing emotions, right? That rebound reaction with food when you just need to let the pressure out, it goes back to physics. Your body is going to do what your body's going to do. It's going to do what it needs to do to survive. And there is very little that you can do to push outside of that. And that is the scariest thing because it's the unknown, right? When I started this journey to food freedom and body love, I didn't want to gain weight, obviously, but I knew that what I was doing wasn't working anyway. Because when I say working, I say that again in those air quotes, because I wasn't actually being sustainable. I wasn't creating habits that I could maintain for my whole life. And they certainly weren't habits that supported my mental health and me living a well-rounded and balanced life that made me feel good and aligned with my values. I also felt crazy around food, obsessed with the way that I looked. I was constantly closing myself off to loved ones. I was thinking about food all the time, and I genuinely thought there's something wrong with me and that my body was broken because I was feeling the way that I felt. But no, it was just because I was doing something that was so deeply unsustainable. And I just knew that I couldn't carry on the way that I was carrying on anymore. I didn't want to gain weight, but I also knew that I couldn't keep continuing with what I was doing. I wanted out. I cared so much about what my body looked like, and I desperately didn't want to care. I was ready to face anything pretty much as long as I could live in peace around food and my body and live a life that didn't revolve around all this crap that controlled me since I was a kid. So when this idea of facing weight gain came during the start of my food freedom journey, of course it freaked me right out. It wasn't like I was surprised or shocked that I was going to gain weight or anything, but when your biggest fear actually starts to come true, you can imagine it to be like for someone who's scared of heights and they sign up to do something to overcome their fear of heights. And maybe the first assignment is to go bungee jumping or skydiving or something like that. That's literally what this process reminded me of, because at the start of my food freedom journey, weight gain, I knew that it could happen. I knew that it doesn't always happen, but it can. And same goes for you too. But if you haven't had the chance to go through all the body image work yet that I teach and support you through, it's almost like your biggest fear is coming true, and that can feel so overwhelming, right? And even though you've maybe put on weight so many times in your life, maybe you've been up and down and yo-yoed all over the place, you may have felt deeply depressed about it, but at the same time, during those times you'd gained weight, you actually had the security and the comfort knowing that you were going to do something about it and lose the weight again. And this time around, it's a little different, right? Because we're trying to not go back to diets. We're trying not to just go through that same pattern, that same yo-yo again, and that can feel really scary. And for me at the time, it almost though felt like a choice between living with a really messed up relationship with food where I was thinking about it all the time and it was getting in the way of my life, but potentially being in a smaller body, even though it was still never, you know, what a lot of people would consider a small body or the beauty standard, or on the other side, hating my body but living in food freedom. It felt like those were the two options, even though now I know that that's not the case. It's not that food freedom means you're going to hate your body, but that's how it felt at the time. I chose freedom, but for myself and for a lot of other people too, it might not feel super freeing to begin with. And just know that that can be a part of it. But I knew that I had to keep going and trust the process, and it goes the same for you too. I did so much work on my body image. I did mirror work, mindset work. I did affirmations. I did meditation. I did so many different things. I worked on my beliefs. It took time. And when I started, again, I didn't feel totally free at the time. At the beginning of the process, all I knew is that I couldn't continue doing what I was doing because what I was doing wasn't working anyway, right? However, over time, and it wasn't much time, I would say probably within a matter of a few months, because I was really putting in the work, I was putting in the effort, I was doing all the practices and learning about acceptance and surrendering to what that meant and how to actually do that, weight gain didn't feel so scary anymore. And it was still bad, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as bad as I first thought it would be. And exposure definitely played a huge part in this, alongside surrendering to each moment and the exercises I was doing and the exercises that I now teach in my group coaching program. And I also noticed that just because I had gained weight, I hadn't suddenly morphed into this monster who looked nothing like me. I was still, you know, the same shape. It was still my body. I was curvier. I carried fat in the same way, in the same places. I was still me, just a bigger version of me. And I remember thinking, maybe, okay, I can be all right with this one day. Not now though, not yet. And I know I might, I think I might get there one day. And then maybe gaining weight isn't actually as bad as I thought it would be. And I looked at the context of my life too. And this was such a big part of working towards this place of acceptance, is acknowledging that, okay, I've gained weight. My friends still love me. My fiance still loves me and still wanted to be intimate with me. I mean, I had to work through my own blocks around allowing him to see me and all of that, but he still wanted to be intimate with me. I was still good at my job. I could still walk, run, exercise. I could still do the things that I wanted to do. Yes, my body felt different for me because it was bigger when I was doing these things, but I could still do these things. I could still put on a dress and some makeup and then go out and enjoy a meal. And in fact, social occasions that involved food were a million times more enjoyable than they used to be because I was feeling freer and freer around food as time went on. So when I look back and realize that actually my life isn't that different at all, that I've gained weight, in fact, it was better because I was no longer shutting loved ones out emotionally or sneaking food and then lying about it and feeling so shameful and guilty about it, or spending every waking minute of my day thinking about food and my weight, that's really when I decided to ask myself, what have I gained aside from weight? And if you've not started the journey and you're still freaking out hearing this episode, I totally feel you, but keep listening because it does get better. And I tell you, it is the best, most profound thing I've ever done for myself in my whole life, is giving up dieting and starting this journey to food freedom and body love. That tops anything and everything that has changed my life in more ways than I can even describe. And so I gained weight, but what else have I gained? And I really want you to ask yourself that question. And if you're feeling like, okay, well, I'm at this place where I've gained weight because I'm not dieting, but I don't feel like I've gained anything else. I feel like I'm still just stuck and I feel like crap about myself. I would say that that is likely because you need to have the accountability and the support on your journey to do the deeper work, right? If you are just not dieting, that's also not intuitive eating. That is also not food freedom. There is a whole lot of foundational work that needs to happen to be able to kind of step outside the body changes and to actually feel better and to not just be stuck in, okay, I've gained weight and like that's it. Because that's fair. If you have just gained weight and that is it, and you're still binging and emotionally eating and not feeling in control with food, and I say control with a grain of salt, I don't mean like that white knuckle control, but more so feeling like, hey, I'm in the driver's seat and I'm making the choices here and I'm supporting my body and I can choose to, you know, eat a brownie or I can choose not to and I don't have big feelings about it either way. I can just eat and move on and not think about it, right? That is where we ultimately want to be. And that is when you can really truly answer that question of like, what have I gained outside of the weight, right? That freedom with food, that is worth its weight in gold. And that is something that is going to change your life in more ways that you can even think about. And so if you're not there yet and you can't genuinely answer that question of like, what else have I gained and have this whole long laundry list of things, that's okay. It just means you're not there yet. And I'm here to support you to getting there so that you can answer that question honestly and truly and feel really proud of yourself with the answers that you come up with. And again, I'm not saying 100% that you are going to gain weight in this journey. We can't predict exactly what's going to happen. But if you let go of this fear of weight gain, what else do you think you might gain, right? If we stop holding on to fear and acting out of this place of scarcity, what else will you gain? Maybe you'll no longer binge. You can go for spontaneous date nights. You're no longer counting calories, all of those things. You're no longer thinking about food 24/7. You can just be present in the moment and let yourself live. And if you've not started the journey yet, just play make-believe here again. Or if you feel like you've gained weight and you're just not feeling it, play make-believe and just start to think about, if I truly let go of this fear of gaining weight, because even if you've gained weight, doesn't mean you don't have the fear of gaining weight. What are you ready to leave behind, right? Maybe let's shift the exercise into doing that. And just instead of what am I going to gain aside from weight, shift to what am I ready to leave behind? Like, I'm ready to leave behind obsessing about food. I'm ready to leave behind body obsession. I'm ready to leave behind binge eating. You can play around with that and just let me know how it goes. And with overcoming this fear of weight gain, you can continue to dive deeper into this work around body image and self-love and work through all of that, which is everything that I do with my clients. And for me, I finally realized that I could live in food freedom without hating my body for the rest of my life. And that doesn't mean that I love the way that my body looks all the time. That's not the goal necessarily of having positive body image. But getting to a place of neutrality and acceptance allows me to live in complete food freedom and eat whatever I want when I want it. And ironically, I'm the healthiest I've ever been, physically, mentally, emotionally, and you can do this too. And I can honestly say that I do love my body, and body love to me, again, just to clarify what that means in my world, body love to me is loving my body unconditionally, being super grateful for everything she does for me, including keeping me alive every second of the day since I was born, and knowing that she is sexy and imperfect and a representation of my life story and my past experiences and the good times I've had and the bad times I've had and everything in between. And body love doesn't necessarily mean always feeling good about how my body looks. It absolutely can include that, and we want it to include that, but it's also looking past that and loving it regardless of how you perceive it to look, because our perception of our bodies really does change depending on our mood and our life context at the time, right? If you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or super busy, whatever it may be, it's going to impact how you view your body. And just being able to look past that is what positive body image is. And this is possible for you too. It's not just my story, it's the story of my clients and the women I work with. So your brain might be going and jumping to, oh, well, it can work for those people, but it can't work for me. Trust me, 99.9% of my clients say that to me when they first come to me. And if you have me as a coach and a dietitian, it's even more possible because I'm so invested in you and this process and this journey. My goal is to get you to where you want to be through love and support and wisdom and accountability. Everything that I do with my clients, with my coaching, it's possible for you. So I've talked about actual weight gain, and now I want to talk about the fear of future weight gain. So the fear of future weight gain is honestly kind of worse than actual weight gain itself. This is because fear is a false experience appearing real, and it's super scary because it's unknown, and our brains are absolutely terrified of the unknown. Even if the unknown is guaranteed to be super pleasurable, our brains still gear towards fearing that because they don't know it for certain. So then when we attach the fear of the unknown to our bodies and to weight and weight gain, it makes it a big deal. That is where fear comes from. Fear is unknown, but the scary part of the fear is the thing that you're scared about is unknown. It's not happening yet. So you're creating this scenario, and often this worst case scenario, where you're catastrophizing it in your head of it happening. And so it's much worse than the actual thing itself, if that was to happen. And it feels like you're almost losing the ground under your feet. And the word panic, I think, pretty much sums it up. When I remembered when I used to be so fearful of weight gain, it's like this intense panic, this dread, this doom feeling. Like you can almost feel the overwhelm of the fear of the thought of weight gain. That's what it is. But it's actually the fear of the unknown. It's not weight gain. It's not here. Now you're creating that in your mind because the fear is not real. Fear is all in the mind. And guess who has control over your mind? You do. You have control over your mind. You cannot control the thoughts that you think as they appear automatically due to your past experiences and how much you bought into these, how much attention you paid into these thoughts over time. But you can control how you respond to those thoughts whenever you take action or non-action after. Thoughts are not facts. And so we cannot believe everything that we think. And I want to take a few seconds here to just do a quick little exercise. So choose to think that you are looking at a tree right now. Choose to think that I'm going to climb that tree outside. If you can look outside, or if you're driving, obviously pay attention to the road, but just create a thought that you can think of now. For example, I'm going to climb that tree that's outside. My question to you is, are you going to climb that tree? Because you can choose to ignore the thought and not climb the tree, or you can choose to go outside and literally climb the tree. Your thoughts are not real. You don't have to do everything that your thoughts tell you to do. You don't have to believe them, right? And if every single time, if you thought, I'm going to climb that tree, and then you made yourself take the action and go climb the tree, over time, you will believe that every time you think, I'm going to climb the tree, you'll believe that you have to do it. Why? Because you've given yourself countless examples of proof where you have thought the thought and then done the action. Therefore, your belief is, if I think I'm going to climb a tree, I need to climb a tree, because your brain has so many reference points as to where you've thought the thing and then done the action. And that's only what thoughts are like. That's what beliefs are like too. So even when beliefs, sorry, I don't know if you can hear my dog breathing in the background. He wants to go outside soon. So even when the beliefs that feel so true to you because of the reference points of proof, you can change those reference points and change your beliefs. I know I went into a little bit of a tangent there, but I'm very passionate about this because once you get your head around it, it feels true for you, but it's not actually true. It's just the way that the synapses in your brain are firing due to repetition over and over and over again from the conditioning that you've had. The fear of weight gain is not real. It's in the mind. And we've talked about the actual weight gain. We've talked about the fear of weight gain. The next thing I want to talk about is more of a question around, what do you associate weight gain with? Because this is so much of what the fear stems from. Your fear of weight gain is because you think that weight gain itself is something to be scared of. But why do you think that? Societal conditioning from diet culture, we don't care about fat or weight gain in a vacuum. We care about what we make fat and weight gain mean. If we lived on a desert island with no access to media or society that's been developed the way that ours has, we wouldn't even know the concept of fat and thin. I have a few questions though, as you want to reflect on this, to maybe journal on or just take a pause to think about. First question being, what do you make fat mean? What do you make weight gain mean? What do you make thinness mean? What do you make losing weight mean? Are your answers to those questions absolutely true? Why or why not? And who would you be and what would your life be like if you didn't know the concept of fat or thin? Because really, these beliefs of what we believe weight gain and fat to represent and mean, and why they're so scary to us, why they're so traumatic to us, everybody has a different story. But so many similar experiences of trauma around body image and weight gain, when we dive deep into this stuff, it's a huge part of this journey because it creates this break in your relationship with food where it keeps you constrained, it keeps you controlling, it keeps you, as a result, out of control. And we need to dive into what weight gain and what fat and the fear of these things represent to us, because they really create huge ruptures in our relationship with food. And we need to dive into it to understand it and to create more safety around our bodies and around fatness and debunk our internalized fat phobia and know that we are worthy as we are and that we are loved as we are and create examples and find examples in our lives of how these things are already true and create a more values-based relationship around our bodies and around food. And again, this really connects to self-worth and it links up to body image. And it's so important to reflect on this and really ask yourself, how much does the way that my body looks dictate my self-worth? If you were to imagine this big self-worth pie chart and visualize how much of the pie chart is taken up by how your body looks and your weight, what would it be for you? For me, my body used to take up 95% of my pie chart. The other 5% of my self-worth pie chart was what I had accomplished in school and at work and what I did for other people. And I'm here to remind you that your body is not who you are. Your body is your home. Your body is a part of you. It's not all of you. Your body does not define your worth. If your self-worth and your sense of value come from the way your body looks, which is what we've been taught and conditioned to believe, we are doomed to always be chasing a goalpost that keeps moving further and further away. And this is a huge deal, especially because even if our bodies don't ever change, we're still going to age. We're still going to need to look for other ways to meet our self-worth needs apart from the way that our body looks. And the ultimate truth is that we are worthy just as we are, just because we're alive and because we were born. Many of us don't grasp that. We always had worth, we still have it, but there have been barriers that have been put up in the way between us and actualizing that worth and fully appreciating it for ourselves and giving ourselves permission to accept it. It took me a while, but it's very similar to what I was saying earlier about how we were all born intuitive eaters. We just kind of lost it along the way. The same thing goes for our self-worth. And this links to identity as well. If your sense of identity comes from what you look like, you're never going to be truly happy, which is why releasing the white knuckle grip of control that you have on the way you look and prioritizing other things is key to your recovery from disordered eating and your journey to food freedom. It's not just not caring what you look like, it's rearranging the priorities and the importance of what looking a certain way means to you. And so there's some important questions, more questions, I'm sorry. I know I'm asking a lot of questions this episode, but there's some important questions that you need to answer in order to do this. How else do you want to value yourself apart from your body? How else do you want to measure your self-esteem? The question isn't, how can you stop feeling awful about your body? The question is, how can you meet your needs without it being about your body? What needs are you trying to meet from the pursuit of thinness? It's not only about making peace with your body, it's what you're trying to attain from thinness. Thinness is not an innate human need. However, acceptance and love are. The problem is we think we will acquire this love and acceptance via thinness or via weight loss. So thinness isn't an innate human need. However, acceptance and love are. The problem is we think we will acquire acceptance and love via thinness. So how can you start to meet those needs in other ways? Because dieting just doesn't work, and 95% of the population is with you on that. How can you start to meet those universal needs in a more healthier, nourishing way over time? What are you trying to avoid through chasing thinness? Why do you care about losing weight so much? And now, as we're getting towards the end of this episode, I really want to touch on values. Do you know what your values are? Right? If I were to say to you, what are your values in life? Would you really be able to answer? And don't beat yourself up if you can't, because most of you have that gremlin voice in your head constantly turned on from the second you wake up to the second you go to sleep. And if you don't know your values, spend some time connecting to yourself and figuring out what's really important to you, because not knowing your values makes more room for this gremlin voice to be super loud and trying to guide you along the way. And this huge feeling of disconnection and that feeling of being lost in life can come from not being in alignment with your values. We all have values, whether or not we're aware of them. So I suggest you become aware of them and then take a look at what living in alignment with them means to you. So for example, my top value is freedom. And I think that it has been a value of mine for most of my life. However, when I was dieting and trying to control my body and restricting and creating rules for myself around food and what I could and couldn't eat, all of that, you already know about that. That was the exact opposite of freedom. And my conditioning had taught me to value what my body looked like above all else. And so I dedicated my life doing just that. Yet I was so far out of alignment with my actual true desire, my value of freedom. And so no wonder I was never truly happy and it was never quite enough. And I was so deeply lost. You got to find out what your values are, because it can become so powerful. Another thing that I asked myself when I was struggling with the fear of weight gain and the actual weight gain and all of that, a question that you can think for yourself is, what would you want to be read at your funeral? And I know that's a huge question, and that's kind of a scary question, but would you be thrilled with something along the lines of, oh, she was so disciplined. She always said no to birthday cake, and she managed to maintain her size all her life. She spent many hours in the gym. She kept her trim athletic figure. What an achievement. I mean, obviously, I'm exaggerating to prove a point, but that is one option. Similar things could be said, or would you be happy with something along the lines of, she was so happy and carefree. She made others feel accepted and loved in her presence because love and acceptance just shone out of her, and that's just who she was. It's just something to think about. What are you living for? And is it worthy of your life? And I'm sure you've said this many times before, I'll be happy when XYZ happens. Something in the future when everything is in control and safe. It's more so, I'll be happy when I've lost X amount of pounds because therefore I'll think I'm in control and safe and happy, but it's not the case, right? It's the sense of comfort that something in the future will provide more safety than the present moment. It's a way to resist reality and to actually relieve some of the emotional pain that you might be experiencing. And that's why we plan diets and future restriction, right? Like, it's an attempt at control. It's an attempt at self-care. It's a self-protective mechanism, that whole idea of I'm going to start tomorrow, but it's not a very good or helpful one because it kind of just makes you feel worse. The anxiety can be relieved a little bit with planning a diet and all of that, but ultimately it's just a safety net with really big holes in it that you're going to keep falling through, and you're going to keep going through it again and again and again. You know the story. So what to do when you're planning future diets or a restriction is the first step, as with anything, is to notice that it's happening. So be like, oh, there goes my control brain again. And then you notice that anxious energy in your physical body. You'll be tense. You'll be on guard. You'll feel the opposite of relaxed and peaceful. So just notice that that's happening. And when you notice that you're in that control brain, take it as a signal, as an opportunity to surrender and be in the present moment. You can take a deep breath to physically relax your body and then say, this is the body I have today. I can't control it in any way, now or in the future, and that's okay. And if you think you can control your body, come and talk to me. There's so much more to say with this. So if you have any questions, come and ask me, and I will happily, kindly, and lovingly give you the answers that you may be looking for. And just remember that anything you're doing from a place of fear is not going to work long term. It's going to make you act out of urgency and make decisions that ultimately are not sustainable and are not going to be fulfilling. Anything you do from a place of love and care is going to work, and I say that with big air quotes. It's going to make you feel fulfilled and aligned, and that's just a really simple way you can check in with yourself. Before we close out, I just want to remind you about Food Freedom University, my small group coaching program starting on September 16th. It's such an amazing space. It provides you with an opportunity to practice applying intuitive eating and food freedom principles in real life scenarios and to receive feedback from myself and other members and form community around this work and around healing. It equips you with the knowledge and confidence to make lasting changes in your life, and you'll really come away from this experience with the tools and skills you need to make more conscious and in control choices, develop a healthier relationship with food, feel better in your body, and achieve your goals. If you're interested in learning more about intuitive eating and making it work in your life, signing up for group coaching is an awesome way to get started and kickstart your journey. Head over to brittanyallisonrd.com/group-coaching to learn more and book your free discovery call today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here this episode. I'm going to see you next time. I hope it was everything that you needed to hear today and more. If you love this podcast, please screenshot this episode, share it to your Instagram or Facebook story, tag me at The Food Freedom Life so I can share it with my audience and we can get my podcast out to more women that need it. I'd also be super grateful if you could rate and review this podcast as it really does help others find it. Thank you so, so much in advance, and I will see you in the next one.